Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're in a full hour of being in the fifth dimension. So sit back and enjoy this time. Let's all take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And really relax into your heart chakra, feeling that beautiful green, emerald green. I like to feel that beautiful emerald green in the heart chakra, calling in the beautiful Virgin Mary, the divine feminine energy through our heart. Today I'm going to talk about Eckhart Tolle, and I'm looking at his book right now, and it's The Power of Now, which is a beautiful emerald, kind of emerald green color, which I wonder if he thought about the divine feminine energy when he wrote The Power of Now. I don't know if any of you out there have ever read The Power of Now. Number one New York bestseller at the time. I guess it's probably sold more than 3 million copies. It's over that probably now. But why I'm talking about The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment, is that this was one, well, the only book that I read coming home from the hospital after my near-death experience and evolving into who I am now. I never heard about Eckhart Tolle. I never knew he existed until I came home from the hospital. I was in my wheelchair, and a very special person who was helping take care of me at the time handed me the book and said, "This might help you get through some of these tough times." I didn't know that he had suffered such bad depression, wanted to take his life at some point, and came to his enlightenment. And so I had started to read the book and really sink into this book. And I recently, after the passing of my beloved agent, literary agent, Bill William Gladstone, I'd spoken about it, I think, a week or two ago, that he crossed over. The first encounter I had with Bill, coming to my home and taking me to sign my first contract, of my first literary contract, he had brought me another book, which was the same book, The Power of Now, when he came to first visit me, and said that this was his client, Eckhart Tolle. And I thought that was very unusual. I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he wanted me to read it. And I said, "I had already read it." And he said, "Yes, this was his client." Well, the reason I'm bringing it up tonight is over the last few weeks, I have been decluttering my home and moving things around and giving things to the mission and going through a lot personally. And I don't know if any of you ever feel like when you give away things, new things open up. And a lot of times angels and guides and spirit, and I am making contact with my literary agent through spirit. He is visiting me. And I knew for sure he was visiting me. On this particular day, I walked into my office bedroom, which is called my angel room, where when I first got to my abilities, I would do my healing there before I have my office now in Encino. I walked into the bedroom and the book, The Power of Now, was laying on top of a bunch of other books that I was going to keep and a pile I'm going to give away. When I walked over to the pile of the book, The Power of Now, I opened it up, and inside the book, on the page I'm going to read you tonight, is a letter that I have not read, okay? And inside the book, there was a letter sitting there. I'd say the two most important people that have come into my life that are men in my life was my father, who passed away when I was young, this man, William Gladstone. And I opened up the letter, and the letter was from my father inside the book. Now, talk about a little bit of paranormal activity going on. My girlfriend was downstairs, and she's helping me bag stuff up to go to the mission, and I screamed, "Ah! Ah!" And she's like, "What is going on?" So she ran upstairs, and I opened up the letter, and it was a letter with beautiful handwriting from my father to my mother, not to me. Now, my mother also has crossed over, and it's my dad. Okay, so this is William Gladstone giving me the book, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. The letter is to my mother from my father that passed. My mother also passed. Letter to my father, to my mother. He wrote the letter while he was drafted in the war to my mother. How I know is because the paper is from a war paper. And he is professing his love to my mother and how he cannot wait to come back to see my mother. And I won't read the whole letter, but I'll read you just part of the end. I can't express the way I feel about you because I am so much in love with you. I hope the future goes for me and I can return because the love for you never stops. Every hour, every minute that I am away from you, I am lonely. I am forever, ever, ever yours. He says, because I have you in my heart, love always. The letter is quite long, and I won't read it on air, but it is quite romantic and loving. And I was just like dumbfounded. I was like just taken back that this would be in The Power of Now and that I found it. And I'm just really cherishing the letter. I'm cherishing that William Gladstone made this happen. I know that he did. So I really want people to know that when you see signs and symbols like that and things that come about, and when you like decide to like release and let go and say, I'm going to go with an intuitive thought or decluttering something out of your life or letting go of a person or letting go of a place that you live or letting go of a situation, sometimes the afterlife, they're always with you. They never die and they want to help you. The next thing was interesting, and I'm going to do this right now. If you guys are with me still and following along, is go to the page that this was in. So here we go. It is not true that you need to have a good relationship with yourself and love yourself before you can have a fulfilling relationship with another person. Now that really struck me that it was right in the page where my dad's letter was to my mother. And their relationship was really interesting because they both were super young when they had me. My mom was in her teens. My dad was an adult. He was a little bit older, and he got drafted. And they were parted without wanting to divorce. And he was missing in action. And they loved each other so much. And he wanted to come back to her. And they had both issues. And a lot of people... And I felt when Eckhart Tolle wrote this, let me read this again. It is not true that you need to have a good relationship with yourself and love yourself before you can have a fulfilling relationship with another person. If you cannot be at ease with yourself when you are alone, you will seek a relationship to cover up your unease. You can be sure that the unease will then reappear in some other form within the relationship, and you will probably hold your partner responsible for it. All you really need to do is accept the moment fully. You are then at ease in the here and now and at ease with yourself. But do you need to have a relationship with yourself at all? Why can't you just be yourself? When you have a relationship with yourself, you have split yourself into two, I and myself, subject and object. That mind-created duality is the root cause of all unnecessary complexity, of all problems and conflict in your life. In the state of enlightenment, you are yourself. You and yourself merge into one. I love that. You do not judge yourself. You do not feel sorry for yourself. You are not proud of yourself. You do not love yourself. You do not hate yourself, and so on. Now listen to this. The split caused by self-reflective consciousness is healed. It's removed. There's no self that you need to protect, defend, or feed anymore. Where you are is enlightened. There's no one relationship that you no longer have. The relationship is with yourself. Once you have given that up, all your other relationships will be love relationships. So in other words, it's just being free and being in love. And love is God. And when you have that freeing within yourself, you let go. So I just find it very enlightening myself that underneath the ego and the mask, you become unhappy. And when you become happy is when you have the acuteness of understanding that you don't need to fall into a trap. You can just have pure happiness when you are free and free of not putting anything on anyone else. Your happiness comes from within. So I really understand when people lose people and they can't find that connection when they're not here with us in physical form, but understanding that they're always showing up for us on the other side, they're always making their appearance somehow, and they're always reaching out to us, especially through words, especially through our consciousness and opening up for relationships. It's good to have relationships with friends and community. It's good to have laughter. It's good to be in the presence of people that support you. It's good to have those experiences because they never die. They're always with us. To deeper our state of enlightenment is beautiful. And it's good to have the experiences of both when they're good and when they're not good. It's good to understand that both sides of this are here. No illusion, no pain, no conflict, nothing that is in you, nothing that is not love can survive in it. So this represents the fulfillment of the divine. So understanding that if you come from pain or love, what is more important? It's important to experience both, but choose to have the energy of love enter your body and move forward. So you want to have your body full of love, not the pain. You want it. So what he's saying is when you have a relationship within yourself, you have split yourself into two. I, myself, subject and object. So it's very, very interesting. When I read my dad's letter to my mother, I saw the depths of his love and the sadness in it. He said in one line that, and this really struck hard with me, he said, I love you so much that every second, minute, hour of the day that I am not with you, I am lonely. He said, I hope that you will always be mine as I am yours forever and ever and ever. I can't express the way I feel about you. because I am so much in love with you. And it just really struck a chord because it was in the book and I have never read it. When we go to the open calls tonight, I want to hear if any of you have ever had something like this happen where you may have been decluttering or moving something around and maybe a ring showed up of any relative that has passed over, or maybe something happened. Like, here's another thing. Have you ever saved a voicemail of somebody that has crossed over? Forgot that you had it on your phone and then it showed up and you hear them. Or maybe a picture shows up, or a card, or something, a feather, or a hat, or a gloves. Something comes up that you haven't seen in years. So this is like really signs and symbols. My soul frequency readings that are new, that are coming about, that the guides are teaching me, I'm doing them on Tuesdays. They're 30 minutes. It's a special going on that we're doing with the Healing Trilogy. They are discounted. These have been coming about for about 2 years, and now they're progressively becoming very, very popular in my Healing Trilogy group. And they are spot on. They're really amazing. The guides are mathematically giving energy codes in a systematic view of the next 10 years of your life. Everybody's born with a number attached in a frequency symbol from the angelic realm. And it became even more after William Gladstone crossed over, because he wrote the book called Power of 12 and a second sequel book called The 12. And before he passed, I had sent him my proposal of the book that I'm doing next. And he said this was phenomenal. This was a brilliant situation that the guides have started to teach me to do. I am going to be doing these readings in public at the LA Conscious Expo February 9th, which is just in a few days, at 2 to 3:30. And I'll be doing private sessions at the expo, limited private sessions in person. At the LA Expo in Los Angeles, you can go to my website, you can go to their website, and I would book a ticket soon. It is going to be a very packed room. When I'm at the expo, I often, if you haven't seen me, I do laying on hands healing. People have often had their tumors dissolve right on stage, or any kind of physical ailment healed. It's not me that's doing the healing. It's just through my body and laying hands on people and doing the healing. I'll also be at Soul Search Fair in the Marina Del Rey, and this is the weekend after. It's February 18th in the Marina, and we'll be doing, again, the soul frequency readings live and laying on hands healing again at 12 noon. And then we also decided to do a very special enlightenment healing group that's private at 2 p.m. for only 10 people, and that's already getting sold out. There's a few tickets left for the 2 p.m. special. I just want to announce one more time that our Tuesdays, our 30-minute Tuesdays, are really special right now. They're going on if you want to get acquainted with these private soul frequency readings, and they're on special. We're going to go to a quick break right now, and I'm so excited to be doing readings tonight for you. And I want to hear if anybody has any stories like the one I just shared with you. Thank you for listening to my share. I'm really honored to be talking about the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. If you haven't read it, I know it's been out a while. Please pick it up. It's a phenomenal book. And I'll talk to you real soon. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life
physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Well, thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Welcome back. I just want to announce my website one more time. Sometimes people go to a little break during our few minutes there. It's thehealingtrilogy.com. thehealingtrilogy.com. When you get to the website, there is a session there for booking appointments. You'll see my new 30-minute slot. And also, we have a mentorship program that's becoming very, very successful, helping people discover their new abilities, losing weight, writing a book, starting a new entrepreneurship career. And also, we have an event calendar if you want to hit the events and see all of our events coming up, including our new Mother Mary event of doing the rosary. We're doing it in Spanish and English coming up in March. I also want to say tonight I will be doing again like I did last week, which was very successful, a giveaway tonight. Yay! A 30-minute Tuesday giveaway session to someone tonight on the call. It won't be the first caller, but it will be a caller tonight that calls in. My guides are going to pick who it is, and I'm excited about doing every time I come on air, giving a 30-minute session away donated from the Healing Trilogy Ministry. So now we're going to go into seeing if Dan, the producer's here. Are you here? I'm sure he's here, or wouldn't be working.
I'm here.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Dan. I hope you're well.
I'm doing great, and we've got lots of callers tonight, so.
Oh, great. It's raining in Los Angeles. How is it where you are? It's kind of flooding here.
Well, it's actually pretty dry right now. Fortunately,
oh.
Cold. Cold okay. And dry. But we don't have snow, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's good. So who's our special caller?
We have Autumn from San Diego. Autumn, you are live with Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
So nice to have you here. Do you want to ask me one question? I know you're in the rain too, like me.
I am, yes. It's super rainy here. Yeah, I guess it's hard to choose, but inspired by your father's very romantic letter, might ask a romantic question.
I was like, I didn't know my dad was actually that romantic, to be honest. I was kind of like taken by that letter, and it is the first time I've read that letter. I was like, wow.
So lovely. So I have had a crush on a guy for a while now, and he has had some tragedy in his past. He lost his partner and child in childbirth 4 years ago, and I don't know that he's ready for another relationship yet. And so I've kind of been getting that feeling. I don't see him much, but and we don't know each other that very well at all, but a little bit. And so I guess my question is, should I try and pursue that relationship, or should I leave it and, you know, there's someone else out there for me?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. This person, if you don't want to give me his name, I get he is a, I can just give you some information about him. You can tell me if it's true or not. Would you and him, did you meet him around work or something?
Yes.
That's what they're telling me. Yeah, so you met during work. They're telling me that he it was like a community too also. So what kind of work do you guys do? Is it okay that you tell me?
We're ecologists. It's like kind of an academic department community. Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying community also because there's a 5 laying on the 9. 9 is community. They're also telling me, though, he is he's very sweet, like he comes from his heart. He's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me he likes things to be kind of chill. Is that true? He's very calm.
Yeah, calm but fast talking. Like, very,
yeah, but he doesn't want any. He doesn't want any to get involved with anybody that's going to cause any waves. He doesn't want to be in a relationship with any kind of, you know what I mean, drama.
Uh huh.
And how long did you go out, or did you date?
No, we've kind of had one date, sort of meet up. So no, we haven't gone out at all.
Yeah. I would have to do a longer session with you to do a full soul frequency match to see the two of you together. Cause I've got to do your full numbers, his full numbers and you together. But if you haven't gone on at least few more dates, I'm picking up just doing a reading on him right now. There is a soulmate coming up for him. I do see that he likes, if he is going to be with somebody, he wants it to be sort of a chill out situation. What was one more question you want to ask me about it?
I don't know. I guess just, I mean,
I do feel,
you know,
are you
would
seeing
we
him
be
every,
good together
let me ask,
or?
Yeah. Let me ask you one more question.
Not.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me ask you one more question. Are you seeing him a lot at work?
No. I'm only in his work area occasionally.
Okay, because it keeps coming up that work, what I'm getting from Spirit is like he doesn't want to, he's worried about work.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think he's super, super dedicated to his work and works a lot on it.
I keep getting, over and over again. They keep telling me he's very conscientious about his work and, like, that's, like I kind of don't like that about him a little bit. It's like work and work. It keeps coming up, work and work.
Kind of above everything else.
Yeah. I do feel someone is coming in for you around, they are telling me that there is a soulmate coming for you. Absolutely. And they are telling me it is somebody around spiritual community. Are you spiritual?
Yes.
They're saying it's somebody spiritual. It's somebody around a spiritual community, and you're very much in your heart. You're an empath. Did you know that?
No.
So we can have a longer session because these are like little mini sessions. I am doing 30-minute Tuesday, so I'd love to do a longer session with you. But I do see somebody, if it's not him, I do see somebody coming in for you, definitely. I see, like, you know, not too long from now. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I do see that coming in because you have an 8 in your life path numbers, but it's somebody that's more on a higher dimensional frequency. Not that he's not, but they're saying more in a, you've got more 7s in there, which is spirituality. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Kimberly, we have another caller, and her name's Elizabeth, and she's from Chicago.
Okay, great.
Elizabeth, you are on
live. So we're doing mini readings tonight, so we can get as many callers as we can in. So I feel very promising about the last caller finding her match. Hi, Elizabeth. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yes, I do. I moved back to where I grew up, the city where I grew up, and I really regret moving back here. But the weird thing is I've been in 3 accidents since I've been here. I've never been in an accident in my life. And the last one was caused by a chiropractor negligence.
When you say accident, were you like in a car accident?
No.
Can you be specific what you meant?
Yeah,
because I didn't understand.
A workplace accident where I collapsed. And the second one was a door slammed on me where I live, and I reported it broken, and they never fixed it, and I had a broken ankle from that. And then the third one that I'm most concerned about is, why I'm calling is, I was injured by a chiropractor, and I'm not healing as fast as I should be, and, you know, I'm going to physical therapy. It's not helping. I can't visors. It's legal stuff involved, and I just don't know why this is happening and how I can heal from it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know why it's happening either, that I'm not getting a hit on. But the minute you came on, I did get a relative, you know, coming, you know, not always the answers we get, maybe we're going to get from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get a relative that came in right away that is around you and is protecting you from some of the things that are happening, that are going on. And, of course, I do longer sessions. I do hour sessions also if you ever want to dive in deeper and do a longer trans-channeling session. But I do get, if you want to do a higher, I don't know if you've picked up my book called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension.
No, I haven't.
So if you ever do get a chance to pick it up, I do talk about my accident, which I had 2 accidents where I injured my C2, C3, C4, C5. I was in a collar for 2.5 years. And they told me, and I was also in a wheelchair for two years also, and severe neck injuries, and they wanted to do surgery. And I did have many surgery. I did lots of facet injections through the back of my skull and down my neck. And I found a modality, and I also do it at my Encino office. I am a licensed cold laser therapist, and you can get cold laser anywhere around the country. It's even in Europe. And cold laser, I mean, I don't know why more people don't do it, actually, but cold laser is phenomenal. I mean, it takes a person that has patience. it takes a person that can learn to lay down and relax and let them do it and use the ice, but it will regenerate. It will regenerate tissue and collagen, and a lot of apps do it for like rotator cuff tears, meniscus tears, low back spinal injuries. I would first absolutely not do chiropractic adjustments. It can. When I was in nursing years ago, I would see so many people get strokes from adjusting the neck, low back.
Yes.
You have to be so careful with that, and I'm glad that you're bringing this up tonight on air, because cold laser therapy, you can get through physical therapists, you can get cold laser therapists. I definitely that. The second thing they're saying is, you can do package sessions out there. There's some really great people that do it. There's a person coming in that's guarding you, taking care of you, watching over you. Some of these accidents that you've had, they're telling me maybe some of the situations that you're getting into is sort of like the Christ light, the Christ consciousness, sort of moving you in a direction that they don't want you to go in. They want you to be doing more prayer, more meditation. There's something going on in your life besides your health.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person on the other side that passed over that's trying to help you. So you want to ask a question about that?
Yeah. Do you think it's my dad? He passed away February 5th.
Yeah. It's definitely a man. Like, I was going to say it's definitely a man. Yeah, it's definitely a man. I asked if it's a woman. They said no. I asked if it's a man. They said yes. And they're also showing me the sign of the seven, which is Jesus and God. And they're saying it's him coming in and saying, I'm sorry, I'm not talking. He's talking to me. When I don't talk, it means he's saying something. I'm not trying not to talk. He's just talking to me. So I'm asking him what he wants to say to you. He's saying, we could get into this deeper if you want, but he's saying something about the places that you were at or what you were doing. He didn't want you to be there. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's my dad.
It does? So yeah. Whatever you were doing, he was saying, and then he was there to try to help you that it wasn't worse.
Oh, wow.
He's also showing me the four, which means he's your guardian angel. He's also telling me, and I don't even know if you guys had a great relationship or not, but he's saying that I was your soulmate. He's also telling me that you and I knew each other in a past life. Does that make sense?
Yes. I used to tell him that all the time when I was a child, and he would just stand there with big wide eyes. And I would tell him that I was French, and he never believed me because I was adopted. I found out a couple months ago through Ancestry that I have 31 generations of ancestors from France. And I literally cried. I was so happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's also telling me, he's telling me something about money. He's saying something about the money is coming. And what does that mean?
I'm waiting on two legal settlements for these accidents. One I've been waiting for 7 years, and now this other one has been 7 months.
Okay, he's showing me the signs of money, and he's going, it's coming. And he's waving his hand towards me to you. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. And he's saying, he's telling me something about family. Is something going on with the family? He's putting his hands together about family. What's happening about family?
A lot about how I just discovered proof of my French heritage.
Okay.
Through my biological side and all this other stuff.
Yeah. And he's saying with family, he's blinking my eyes really fast, the Holy Spirit. He's saying he's happy about the family. He's saying to me, okay, he's making me laugh right now. He's smiling. He's saying, I'm so happy because this is meant to happen about Christ and Jesus, and you're so blessed. And also he's saying something about, take a deep breath for a minute. He's saying something, you're going to be healed. Can you say, I am healed? He's saying, you're going to be completely healed by Christ.
Wow.
Thank you for calling in.
Wow, thank you.
So he's part of the healing for you, too, and you believing in the higher power of healing you. Yeah, he's saying you're healed. You're healed. Believe in the healing. He keeps saying believe in the healing in the fifth dimension,
wow.
The healing.
That's,
yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and he's sputtering my eyes like the doves, you know, that's the Holy Spirit.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for calling in. Yeah, I can really feel him with me. He's on my shoulder. Oftentimes when they make contact with me, they touch my left shoulder, so I can feel him with me. So thank you for calling in. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Kimberly, we have Donna on the line. Donna, you are live.
Oh, thank you. Kimberly, how are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the night. How are you?
Wonderful. Good. Thank you. I wanted to know if what you're feeling, or maybe my mom knows, she's on the other side of a relationship, if I'm going to be in a relationship, you know, companionship, someone to travel with, you know, just be their really good friend. And, yeah.
Exactly. Yes. So let's see what they're saying for you for the relationship. You know, I am getting something could possibly happen, and it's this year.
Oh, good.
I keep getting, yeah. tonight I started out that love letter, and look what happened. This has turned into the relationship night. It's like, woo. Okay.
Bye.
I am getting, they do want you in a relationship. They're saying, so I said, do they want you to be having one this year? They're saying, absolutely yes. And they're giving me the sign of the eight, which is the infinity sign, the soulmate sign. And they say, it's past the summertime though, for some interesting reason, June, July, August, September, they're going for October. And
wow.
they're telling me something about you, raising your vibrational, like high vibing your vibration for some reason. Let me do a little reading on you right now. Maybe the person that you're moving towards, or they're moving towards you, is at a different vibration. That's often what I do with a reading. Sometimes I'll find out the person that's coming towards you has a different vibration.
Okay.
Because everyone has a frequency. So I'm not sure what their frequency is at the moment, because they're out in the ethers. And your frequency, I'm going to ask, let's ask what your frequency is. Yeah, so you're a four. So a four frequency. I would be surprised if you told me you weren't either a nurse or a healer, or you did some kind of service, or if you're retired, you did do something like that, or you did some kind of helping.
Yeah,
or
yeah, I'm
what?
Retired. I help tired. I help my 88-year-old neighbor, and before that, I was always helping elderly people. Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're telling me that you come from your heart. You're really helping. You're really serving. You're out there doing. You're just, that's just you. It's a naturalness of you to do. And mm-hmm. I feel like the person that's coming in, this is interesting. Now get ready for this. This is a highlight of the show.
Okay.
He's a five. Meaning he's a business person. He's a hardcore businessman. And he's actually, you're going to have to write into the show when this happens. He's a double five. He's a double five. So he's like a business person and a business person, but he's actually going to move into more of a four, meaning coming more from the heart. So he has to kind of, he has to slide down. I guess he has to learn a few little lessons. And I think he's going to move more into the heart. Because there's a four. He has a four in there. So I think he's going to be moving more into your vibration. So, like, he does have a four, but it's the third number down is a four. So your second number is you're a five also, so you're good at business also. You're creative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm creative. Yeah, I get things done. Somebody needs something, you know.
Yeah,
I was a,
your business, business creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also telling me you are very connected spiritually. You do love the Holy Spirit. You do love God. You do love family and community. You're a nine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so these guys that are doing these soul frequency numbers, they're super spot on. So when I do the longer readings, like my hour reading, I spin off from each number. So I'll take the four, I'll tell you a complete long reading from the four, the five, I'll tell you a complete long reading from the five, the seven, I'll tell you another long reading from the seven. The person, I know this is kind of like, these are mathematical situations, but this is how the world is run right now. It's sacred geometry readings. The person coming in is two fives, meaning he's really successful, but he has to learn to come from the heart. The four is coming, but it's the third one down.
Mm. Yeah.
And then listen to this.
Okay.
He has the lovely seven on underneath that, which means he's also very spiritual and he loves God, which is beautiful. You two mm-hmm. together are a soulmate combination, and you have the 333s lined up, which means the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he believes in the God. It was meant to happen. So when you do meet, you know, you'll know, like you'll just know everything will click. It'll be just like, you know, in this is it. This is like, oh my God, you guys just really get along. Everything's in place. Don't say, oh my God, Kimberly told me it would be you. It's October. But just be like, oh, okay. You know, it's like getting along. You know, you'll be like, you're the person. But that's my mini reading. So he's going to be someone that, you know, either is working right now or kind of like starting to wind down, retire a little bit, and coming more from the heart, you know, in the heart from that.
Lovely. Oh, yeah. Aw. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, good. How exciting. I'll
yeah.
let you know.
And I feel like you might be meeting this person around some sort of spiritual community because the nine keeps coming up. So I feel like you might meet the person around spiritual community or something, or through a family or a spiritual community, some kind of soul community. I don't know if you belong to anything like that.
Yeah, sometimes I go to the spiritual church. We have a spiritual
yes.
church in Santa Barbara. I go yes. there and I go to DC and yeah.
Oh, I love that, Santa Barbara. I love Santa Barbara. I used to go to the mission a lot.
Oh, so. Gosh, yes. Yeah.
So yeah, when you just said that, they were like, yes, some spiritual community, something like that. Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. Excellent. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, and they're also telling me the two of you might be involved. You might be involved. You're both going to kind of come together to help each other with something. So there's just going to be a mutual admiration together.
Oh, lovely. Huh? To have that, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for calling in. And I really want to know, like, keep in contact with us and let us know how it works out. And if you need another longer session, please reach out to us. And sign up on our newsletter. Sign up on our newsletter, The Healing Trilogy.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, we have a lot
thank
of fun
you.
Things that we do. We do a lot of fun
really
events and things.
You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be of service.
Kimberly, we have another caller. Are we
okay.
ready?
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Denise from Utah. Denise, you are live with Kimberly Meredith.
Hi.
Dan has such a nice voice, doesn't he?
He does. It's very soothing.
He's very soothing, yes. How are you, Denise? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love doing the readings and helping everybody tonight. And do you have a question? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say I'm so glad I got through. I didn't think I'd be able to.
Oh. Yeah, it was meant for you to get in.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I've been having, some health problems. I don't know what's causing it. I keep having like hot flashes off and on every single day and night. And this just started maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. I'm 48. I haven't went through menopause yet. I don't know if that's what it is, but I've also had, I'm like gaining weight and I have like all these digestive problems also. And I have hypothyroidism. When I went to my doctor last, she said my thyroid levels were really high. And so I was just confused. I don't know if that, if it turned into hyperthyroidism, but she wanted to check me in 6 weeks, check my levels again. So I don't know if it's my thyroid or like what's causing it. It's just really weird. It just comes out of nowhere. It gets super, super hot.
Yeah.
I'll stay like that for a few minutes, then it goes away. And then it'll keep coming just day and night. And it's been this way for like 2 weeks. And I don't know what's going on with me.
I understand. These things can happen from all kinds of things like environmental pollution, eating the wrong foods, you know, from water to, you know, showering with tap water, you know. I am a medical intuitive psychic medium. I do have that book out called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. I don't know if you picked it up yet, but it has a lot of really good information in there. You know, I do these scans with people's bodies, and I can go through and find out the root cause. So even if you had hypo, which when I say hypo, they're saying they're giving me a high four on that. Hyper, they're saying a lower number on that.
Okay.
So there's a difference between hypo and hyper. And they're also telling me it could be one side of your thyroid is having a problem and the other side of the thyroid is okay. So there's all these different things going on in the body. And I would love to give you tonight the free 30-minute session.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
That's great.
I think that would be... Yeah, I think that is what's in my heart tonight. You know, not that I don't love everybody tonight on the air, which I do. But I think that this is something the guides are telling me I could do very accurately with you, and it could help you with your doctors because I do work with doctors too. We go back and forth, and it's it's quite successful, my work with the community, and I could add to whatever they end up doing along with what I have, my protocol. So definitely give Dan your information, and he'll give it to me, and he'll give you my email to email me, and then I'll send you over a link, and then you can book the session with me. So
thank you so much.
There's many things that I could already, I'm hearing in my brain from all my guides and Einstein telling me, oh, she needs this, oh, she needs that, oh, she needs to do this and this and this and that. So I think that's best that we just do the 30-minute session.
Great.
And
I really
so thank you.
That.
Yes, let's do this as soon as possible. I head to the LA Expo this week, but next week, I'm sure the following week, there's some time to do that. So,
okay, great.
That would be great. So thank you for calling
excited.
In. I want to make sure you get that from him right now before we go off the air. We're almost ready to go off the air right now.
Okay, thank you so much.
So,
I really
you
appreciate
so
your
thank
Kimberly,
you so much.
Do we have one more few minutes before we take one more call?
Yeah, we do, and I want to just make a few more announcements before the end of the show. Yeah, we could do one more and make sure that we give our guests my email.
Absolutely. I'll do that right now.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Gabby from Maryland. You're the lucky caller.
We have like a few minutes.
Okay. So really quickly, it's just my daughter going through a spiritual awakening, which is been for her, and she's also having GI issues, and I'm just not sure of what route, like if you pick up anything where, you know, just some guidance on that.
You know, doing a reading for somebody else is fine. I can try to do that. She could do a session would be better, but I'm trying to go into her. Her name is Gabby.
No, I'm Gabby.
You're Gabby. Can you give me her? I have to have her name.
Aaliyah. Mm-hmm.
Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Her intestinal tract. Yeah, yeah. I am getting a negative blink about her intestinal tract. I don't know exactly all the foods that she's eating, but she should be on a good probiotic. The best probiotic I like right now, I would have to have more of her background of like everything she's eating and if she's got GI tract or is just upset from emotional stuff going on.
Emotional, definitely a lot.
Yeah, but even if it's just emotional, she should still be on a good probiotic. The one that I like a lot is called Life 9.
Life 9?
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind seeing her. You know, we do have that 30-minute special going on right now. I don't know if she would like to see someone like me, but I do a lot of sessions for young adults and children.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have our 60 minutes too. But, yeah, I'd love to take, you know, I don't know what other question you want to ask about her.
I guess just as far as the spiritual awakening and it being kind of, you know, throwing her off balance, it's just, I wasn't sure. It's both connected, I guess. I mean, the stomach can trigger that or vice versa.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, so it's just wondering, like, the stomach could be causing, like, all of the emotional issues. And
absolutely. Anytime. Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She just turned 18.
Yeah, so she's having emotional issues. I don't know if it's stress from school. Like I said, this could be a session that's privately done.
Because
I don't know her emotional issues that she's going through right now. I'm not picking it up.
Okay.
I am picking up a negative number, so I'm sure if you want to release that over the air, you can, but I don't want to release it over the air.
Okay.
I do know what she has going on, but I don't feel comfortable releasing it on air.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it any way else. Yeah.
No,
so,
well, thank you.
Absolutely. Emotional trauma, depression, all kinds of things absolutely can form inside of the body and cause all kinds of diseases.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
issues. So, yeah, but this is like a private thing because it's not you on air, it's her, and I don't feel comfortable legally talking about her on air.
Yes. No, that makes
sense. She's not here. Yeah. But
okay,
what we can do is send a prayer for her right now on air, and we can have this be the end of the show. So why don't we all do a beautiful prayer for your daughter let's all say a prayer for her. So sending a prayer. What is her name again? I couldn't hear.
Aaliyah.
Okay. So let's send a prayer for Aaliyah, everybody, tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, sending energy to everybody tonight that listened in. And we're all sending prayers for everybody in the world. We believe by the power of the Holy Spirit that everybody can have a miracle healing. We believe that being in the fifth dimension, the Christ consciousness, that we all bring in the energy of God, that we all can have a beautiful healing through the power of love. We can do and achieve anything through the energy of the Holy Spirit, moving out depression and worry and fear and bringing in this higher power of the fifth dimension. We all can be healed through our brothers and sisters, bringing in this beautiful love and light and healing, freedom through the healing of the power of love and light and healing through God. We're putting energy through your beautiful daughter's healing, her body, mind, and spirit. We're putting energy healing through everybody we know that needs healing right now. People are suffering from out of work. People are suffering from poverty, war. People are suffering right now from all kinds of things going on in their lives. Let's put our hands over our heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for being with us here tonight and respecting everybody's privacy and boundaries and love and all the energy that came through tonight for everybody. Just want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know that if you want to see me live in Los Angeles to do healings and readings, I'm going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo February 9th through the weekend, and I will be there. I will have my blessed rosary oil and holy water for everybody. I'll be at the Carmel Ballroom, 2 to 3:30. I can't wait to see you. Go to thehealingtrilogy.com. That's my website if you want to book sessions with me. And if you want to see any of my events, we'll be back on Blog Talk Radio, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, in a few weeks again. From my heart to all of you, I want you to know how much I love you and appreciate all of you listening to my show. God bless you. I love you. Bye.